Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And I wrote this book for you.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Mary Contando is here, too. Mary's back. She's a 13-year member. No, 12-year member, I should say. Coming up on 13 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Nationally recognized expert on helping women grow their small businesses. She wrote all the books that you should care about on the topic, Leading with Care, as well as The Woman's Advantage. That's two books. And she's always joining us to talk to us about how to get better in our small businesses, whether you're a woman or a man. Mary Contando, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here, Jim.
Good to have you back. You know, Mary, one of the things that I've tried to do over the years on the show is help small business owners maximize their go-to-market budget, their marketing strategy, their advertising, their branding, brand building, their social media stuff. We've all got too much to do, not enough money to do it or time to do it with. And so anytime we can leverage other capabilities, other people, other resources, anytime we can you know, co-brand with other people or whatever, I like talking about that sort of thing. And you've got some of that on your mind right now, don't you?
I do, Jim. I've been really successful in engaging other people to promote my business. And that is something that almost everybody can do, but people don't think about it, or they think, oh, you'd have to ask somebody to do you a favor to get them to do that. But it doesn't work that way at all. What it's all about is creating something in it for them. You know, the whole adage about selling is, well, what's in it for them to buy, right? Mm-hmm. So the same thing is with getting other people to promote your business. What's in it for them to help you promote your business? And so I've done this for years. Several of your listeners know about my Woman's Advantage calendar, for example.
Right.
So we feature every day in our calendar.
We buy dozens of them every year, folks. They're beautiful.
Thank you.
And we get lots of mileage out of it, too, by the way.
I think this year is going to be our eighth year with these calendars.
Yep.
And what we do is every day we feature a quote or a tip from one woman, and on that page we put her name and her company name and her website. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, of course, we promote it through our social media and so on and so on and so on. So there's a real benefit to these women in promoting our calendar because they are featured in it and their information is provided in it. So that way, if you think about what can you create that will promote someone else but promote back to you, that's what we're doing with that calendar. And they're really, as long as you can find something in it for someone else, they're more than happy to spread the word about you.
Especially when it's something that's sort of magnanimous. It's giving to all the way around. Everybody wins, and it's talking about things that are a little bit on a higher level than say business. It's the way, a way to improve ourselves, a way to help each other, those kinds of things.
Exactly. So here in the calendar again, for example, people are providing tips or advice for other women that they're never even going to meet. Mm-hmm. And so it's exactly as you say. They're being very generous with their time, with their ideas. And then I will promote the fact that they've done this. And then they'll promote the fact that they've done this. And by their promotion, it sends people back to my website.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, it's almost like a volley in tennis. You're going back and forth and back, and people keep promoting each other because there's something in it for
them to
promote.
There's got to be 1,000 different calendar type ideas that people could come up with in a month that wouldn't even look like a calendar, but it'd be something similar to that that you could do that would benefit everyone. You came up with a calendar idea. There's got to be, like I said, there's got to be a million of ideas that you could come up with to do something like that.
Exactly. I mean, another idea I came up with was the way we promote the Women's Advantage Forum. So our mm-hmm. forum is an opportunity for 12 to 14 women in a local area to get together and meet and grow their businesses. Mm-hmm. And the way we promote the forum is we get these great testimonials from women who say, you know, my revenue's increased by 400% in the last 3 months since joining the forum. We get those great testimonials, but we're not just putting the testimonial out. If you look at our website, mm-hmm. we have the story of the woman and how she built her business and what her business sells, and a link back to her website. And then at the top, we have the testimonial in a heading font. So that what happens,
Mary, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break here, but we're gonna let Mary finish. But also, I want to move in the direction of co-branding. Think about that after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.